Andy Seeger is with us right now. He's our pot coordinator, pot proctor, our cannabis, I guess we cannabis coordinator. I think that was the term that I used for you earlier, Andy Seeger. He's from Brightfield Group, and that's a data science and business development company that looks at, especially specifically, Andy's a specialist in these marijuana businesses that are now popping up for recreational marijuana, and before that, medical marijuana. And now it turns out, Andy, that people who were on the recreational pot, they could still get it because it's an essential business, right?
It is, like liquor and other things. So how mainstream is that?
That's pretty mainstream. I've noticed that there are some liquor stores that are now starting to close a little bit earlier because they were told by the city that they had to do it. Every time I have been at a grocery store during this, people in front of me and behind me always have almost as much liquor as they do groceries in their carts. And I find that, you know, I understand it. I get it. But I would imagine the same thing is happening for pot and CBD.
Yeah, up here in Minnesota, where the liquor stores are separate from the grocery stores, there are definitely two different consumers, but that's exactly how pot and CBD are happening. They're two different consumer sets with two different route-to-market options. You know, CBD can go through the Walgreens or the Rite Aid, but the protections for cannabis and dispensaries haven't been there yet. So we're seeing governments moving uncharacteristically quick to protect some patient access. The health aspect of this is really centered medical back into the industry as the pushing it forward. So there's been a lot of quick movements by governments to protect those patients and access over this.
So, Andy, there were shortages over the first few months of this in January and February after they made this legal. Are there still shortages? I would imagine there would have to be because people are, you know, they're at home.
Yeah. So March sales were up a little bit compared to February, but we had a couple extra days in there. So actual sales per day was down. And then transactions was down, too. So we saw a lot more people buying larger orders, so stockpiling, or their basket ring was up. But we definitely did see stockpiling in the second half of the month. And then we should look for a little bit of that to inventory in the consumer hands to kind of smooth out some sales. But out-of-state residents also dropped their sales, too, likely from the stay-in-place, and we should watch for that in April as well. But it's kind of chugging along, and sales were kind of in line with February. So it's a tough market to really forecast, given that no market has declined in its second month like Illinois does. And then now here in its third month, it's in the middle of a global pandemic.
Yeah. So are prospects good then? People who are investing in this mm-hmm. product on a global, national and then global level, is green signs, green arrows for investors here?
In some cases, yeah, we're seeing a lot of crunches on small business. It's really tough out there capital-wise to stay in business. So it's going to shake a lot of people out of the market, unfortunately. It might be an extinction event for some. But we're seeing the responses and the government openness should open this up a little bit going forward, that we hope that new markets, new things that come online will have these considerations in mind the next time they go forward or think about legalization.
Is this deliverable? Can you get it delivered to your house?
Not here in the United States. Colorado just implemented the first program, and I think as a response to COVID. Canada has delivery. Actually, their online Ontario store took it offline completely. You can either go up into the post office or have it, I think, 3-day'd. But it is definitely something where a direct-to-consumer option is there. It's a lightweight product that requires a lot of regulation and safety. Having warehouses with this pose problems, cash boxes pose problems. So this is definitely something that can and in the future likely will be shipped to consumers. As we're seeing so many consumers now adapt to that model, given that they're all in their homes. You know, my in-laws here, we're teaching them how to order groceries online. That curve is there for ordering cannabis online, but with the click and collect and things that have been installed already in some of these dispensaries, it should be pretty easy to pick up.
Andy Seeger is the official cannabis coordinator for the Rokan Show. He's a cannabis research manager at Brightfield Group by day, and he just does this at night. And you're up with your family in Minnesota then? You're sheltering in place up there?
Safe at home, per the governor. And as a medical card holder, they do not accept reciprocity here. So I've actually been in touch with the government here about their laws. It's an interesting peek into how they all get made.
So, Andy, how are you handling that? How are you getting past the dry spell here? Did you bring enough product with you?
never ever cross state lines. You know, there are going to be people out there running the risk, and that's the real concern here, is how much risk are people covering on these medical issues in going out there and exposing themselves, or, you know, turning to illicit sources and means. So this is definitely something where governments now have to look at what is the safety of these people that we've qualified as patients or even consumers in these new markets, and factor that into how the government responds.
Well, you just hit on something.
For movement, the calls for changes are there.
You just hit on something really interesting, Andy, because one wonders, are people going back to their dealers now that they may have moved away from their dealers because they were going to the legal dispensaries for marijuana. Now they're back because they can't get it, or that it's not going to get delivered. The dealer will show up at your door, not that you necessarily want them there.
Yeah, the weed man is very concerned about safety and health and, you know, going door to door. There's been multiple interviews out there with different ones that are saying, you know, we have concerns about our safety, but sales are up. Edible sales are up on the black market, as people have probably come to trust them a little bit better. So they're doing rather healthy, actually, in some odd ways. So it'll be interesting to see if people do go back to that model. You know, they expanded access in Chicago, hopefully this summer, with new retail and more grow space. Bringing products might help a little bit with that, but taxes also push consumers out of the market too. So we are still very much in flux, and this is evolving.
All right, Andy Seeger, our cannabis coordinator for the Rogue Contra. Thank you so much, Andy. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe.
Not a problem. Have fun. Stay high.